Here's a thought I'll title Composing One Step at a Time. In 1990, I had the opportunity to go to Japan and photograph with a good friend of mine, David Grant Best. We weren't working on a mutual project. We both just wanted to travel to Japan and thought it might be fun. But it did give me an opportunity to watch David in the field and how he worked. And one of the things I was fascinated with that was completely different from my method in the field is that he would circumnavigate whatever he was intending to photograph, assuming he had access, to walk 360 degrees around the subject, looking for the composition that might be just right. I had never done that before. My approach is to simply see something that's going to make a good composition, and I might move 10 degrees to the left or 10 degrees to the right just to get everything to line up. But the idea of circumnavigating 360 degrees around an object never occurred to me. Well, I was thinking about this a few weeks ago while I was photographing in the woods, and this idea of circumnavigating the object came back to mind as I was thinking about what I wanted to do in this complex world deep in the forest. So I decided to walk around one tree, and 360 degrees around that tree led me to a really interesting photograph that came from an angle that I wasn't even close to. It was maybe 160 degrees in the opposite direction from my original looking at the tree. But there it was, an interesting composition. So I tried it again and again, walking 360 degrees around a cluster of trees, or 360 degrees around a rock, or a bridge, or a meadow, or a particular small plant. And virtually every single time I did that, I ended up with a better composition. Now, maybe it was because I was more attuned to thinking compositionally. So I may be blowing this way out of proportion. But I can't let go of the idea that what was really happening was I was changing the background and the angle of light. And those two combined to make a better composition virtually every time. Now, sometimes you can't walk around 360 degrees around shiprock, for example. That might be a day's work. Or consider driving around a larger landscape 360 degrees. Not always possible. But when you can, it might be interesting to test and see if you too end up with a better composition as a result of changing the background to the main subject you're photographing by simply circumnavigating that subject until you find the right background and or the better angle of light that gives the subject a more interesting illumination. Where this also gets doubly interesting is once you find the right angle to the subject, you then also have the option of getting closer or farther away, of zooming in with your foot zoom or zooming in with the focal length of your lens so that you change its rendition of three-dimensional space. We live in a three-dimensional world, but we photograph in a two-dimensional one, and that two-dimensional world looks a lot different with each change of angle that changes the background and the light.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.